This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sleepers Podcast, Monday, June 24th. Cartel, hope you had a great weekend. You and I have some exciting things coming this week we're looking forward to. How are you?
A lot of festive things coming up.
We're recording this on Friday and you are pissed off. Is that fair to say?
I'm so grumpy, and I apologize, but it's going to be felt through this whole episode. I can't fix it.
Can I play therapist for a moment and just give you a platform to speak? How are you feeling? What are you feeling? Talk us through what's going on in the heart and the mind of Carter Elliott right now.
I want to physically assault somebody.
We don't want that to happen.
Okay.
Can we rule that out as an option?
I want someone else to feel pain.
Well, that's happening everywhere. You just need to look in the right spots. You don't need to do anything to seek that out.
I want to be the cause of that pain.
I'd like to rule that one out too. I don't think that helps anyone here.
I'll move on, but last thing I just want to say, man, y'all really pushing my buttons, man. Y'all can see me whenever.
Do you have a list of the top five people on the internet that you'd like to fight right now?
I mean, I have a very set list that never changes. It's going to take something special for somebody to get into that group. But you have your staples. You have the Eric Ebrons. You have the Zdeno Charas of the world. Those are always going to be very prevalent in there. Matt Patricia.
Let's be completely clear. You would get physically destroyed by Eric Ebron and Zdeno Chara.
I would not.
Zdeno Chara is 6'8" and a hockey player. He will beat the shit out of you.
No, he won't.
Yes, he will.
he's just me off ice.
He's Russian.
He's me off ice.
He's a way better fighter than you.
Okay. I beg to differ on that, but yeah.
Ebron's an NFL tight end.
Former.
NFL tight end.
A former one.
And you are a podcaster.
With a lot of heart.
And whose hands are better?
Mine. Facts.
Oh, man, Cart, I'm sorry you're down in the dumps. Would you like to scrap the topics that I have prepared for us and go more negative? We could just do like full-blown Carter negativity day if you want.
No, let's not do that.
No?
No.
No, okay. Do you want to read a YouTube comment today? Or you could also read a Twitter comment. You can read a comment from anybody if you want.
Let's see here. I will go with this one. Came in from Satchel Binford. Greg nailed it with the family wanting him at Purdue, but ever since Cannon went to OTE, he had people in his ear that had him questioning it. I was very surprised Painter addressed it as candidly as he did yesterday, but he was standing up for his program a bit. It could sound a little, you can't break up with me because I break up with you, but I understand where he came from. This was at least the second time his family had him slinking back to Painter to recommit, and that apparently said nah this go around. Okay.
You have nothing to add to that?
No, that sounds about right. To the Discord comments?
To the Discord comments. Do you mind leading the Discord comments? One, I feel like if I give you a task right now, it'll keep your mind occupied off of being down in the dumps. And two, I'm actually exporting and producing the shorts that we did this morning right now.
I most certainly can do that. Do you remember the last comment that we left off on by any chance?
Nope, no clue.
Okay, all right. Well, let me go ahead and get the do. Happy Riley Friday. We already read that one. Glazed Donut Liquor. We already read that one. Okay. Burner 605.
Hold on. I have to take a spam call. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Anyone there?
Nobody there.
Okay. All right. This comment comes from Toon. Toon says, what happens first? Carter makes fire or Greg does the Tang challenge?
You could start trying to make fire right now. And I could plan on doing the Tang challenge like 6 months from now. And the Tang challenge would happen first.
Okay. I can't wait until I just show the world what I'm capable of with two pairs of sticks. Okay.
Seems like a lot of waiting when you could be making fire.
You could be doing the Tang bet.
Right. But there's no debating if I'm capable of doing the Tang bet. It's just, when am I going to do it? There's a massive debate on if you're even capable of making fire.
Why there is a Matt, if I, this sucks. If I was Matt Painter, anyone would believe me, I could make fire. This comes from Rowlett, Texas Boiler. What countries would be an all-star college basketball team in the Olympics to be able to beat Japan, Australia, Germany, Serbia, South Sudan? What countries would an all-star college b-ball team in the, I think we did that topic, didn't we?
All-star college team.
Yeah, we did that. We said, what team will we take the Olympics and could they medal?
Yeah, we did do that.
You did. And we came to the conclusion that they could not beat any of those teams, unfortunately, even though they'd be good.
It made me sad to conclude that, though.
I know. I didn't like that either. That's not what what we forgot the exercise was. This also is from Rowlett, Texas Boiler. What are Carter's top five ways to start a fire without matches or a lighter? One, rubbing sticks together. Two, magnifying glass. Three, flint and rock. Four, bow drill method. Five, laser beams from eyes. All I need is number one. All you need to make a fire is rubbing sticks together and a good oxygen source, possibly. And if you want to get real greedy, a little bit of keeling to get the flames going. Let's see here. This one comes from Sleeve Nash. Y'all are jawing all this ish about Man-Man. Well, I cannot wait until Carter is enjoying white turkey and Greg is enjoying stuffing when all of a sudden Man-Man gets a face full of Dre Gibbs Lawhorn's testicles. Next thing you know, Benjamin Humrickhouse is hitting Cooper Sad with a step back Tracy's and Ty Rogers is out physiquing Cyan Lame to an easy 110-101 game. Brad Underwood walks off the court with his hands in the air yelling, bring Coach K back. This shit's too easy.
I mean, that seems like an unlikely outcome to me.
It very much does. But great storytelling by Sleeve Nash there.
Sleeve, I have my eye on Sleeve. Sleeve is a wild card right now. Sleeve seems combative, which I think is kind of fun. Like when we get like the new combat, it's like when a new bully shows up to high school. And you're like, oh, this guy could be cool to add to the friend group. I want the bully on my side so everybody treats him nice for a while. But then, like, at a certain point, the bully crosses a line and everybody's afraid. I think that moment could be coming for Sleeve at some point. But I don't know that for sure because he seems creative.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. This comment comes from Javini.
Javini?
I just want to make a... Huh?
Apologies in order.
Javini?
Javini, I believe it is. I just want to make a quick note upon me rejoining the Discord. I have been a loyal listener for well over a year now and have loved what you guys are doing. I was previously a paid member, but found myself just not utilizing the community that much to justify the fee. But the time has come. I've had enough of Greg having the same food palette as a damn 5-year-old. Grow up, dude. Eat some sauces. Don't act like very normal foods are the most foul thing to ever exist. Acai bowls? Bro, it's literally just a smoothie in a bowl. I cannot believe someone would willingly begin a family with a child who hasn't even fully developed himself. Shaking my head.
It's a little harsh, I would think.
Just a little bit. That last sentence was a little personal.
Yeah, I don't think we needed to get into, like, I can't believe someone would willingly start a family with you. That's insane.
Just because of a man's palate.
For the record, I feel like I'm being misquoted here. I wasn't disrespecting acai bowls. That was not the disrespect. I said I haven't had an acai bowl. You can criticize me for that if you want. Sure, the palate critiques I'm here for. This was no slander to acai bowls. This was pause/concern at the idea of putting peanut butter in an acai bowl. That's not a normal thing, is it?
I think it's a little bit more normal that we're leading on.
I thought you were like revealing that as if that was like a big time like something nobody does. And I was like, yeah, that's gross.
No, I don't think so. I think it's pretty common.
Everybody, so just everybody puts peanut butter in their acai bowls? And
not everybody, but I would say like if 10 people are getting acai bowls, I would say 6 are getting peanut butter.
What's more common, like a peanut butter and banana sandwich or peanut butter in the acai bowl?
Peanut butter in the acai bowl.
That seems surprising to me. I'm no acai bowl expert, so.
I consider myself one.
All right, well, I'm glad that I frustrated you with my eating choices so much into joining the Discord. Shout out to G for joining the Discord. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, tell me what you want me to eat. That can be a new segment. I'll eat something new every week that the Discord picks out. Like on Fridays, Greg eats something new that he hasn't had before. Just my only rule with that, no fish and no like Inferno chip bullshit. Like no one chip challenge. No, none of that bullshit. Just yeah. give me foods you want me to try, and I'll eat those.
Should I try them with you?
We could. But no one's criticizing your palate, though. I feel like I've been challenged here.
Yeah, honestly.
I'd rather see you make fire than eat foods that you like.
Yeah, the only criticizing of my palate is that it's too open. That was a fat joke.
Yeah, I didn't follow.
No, my apologies. That wraps up the comments for today.
Oh, nice. We could do, like, okay, you could make fire in your basement while I have to finish a meal of something I haven't had, like finish a plate or an acai bowl. Who does it first?
That's putting me against the odds. I'm in an enclosed space. I have no like natural wind to fuel the fire. I need outdoors.
I mean, you could take your laptop outdoors. I've done that before.
I could do that. Yeah. It'd be better than a fire in my basement. Remember the last time I had sparks and fire in my basement? It was scary.
Yeah, I don't want you to burn your house down.
Okay.
You're outdoors making fire, and I have an acai bowl in front of me. Who finishes first?
You finish your acai bowl first.
What if I don't like the acai bowl and I have to struggle through it?
You'll still finish it first. I'm not saying this is a quick process, people. I'm just saying.
Oh, you said yesterday it was. You said 5 minutes. I'm not finishing an acai bowl in 5 minutes.
You're not?
No.
Why?
Because I'm taking my sweet time.
You do take your time. You take your time with food and drink so much. Except alcoholic drinks. You drink those like a freaking fish. Everything else, you just take your time.
Boy, had two tall vodka Sprites in a 6 minute span. Waitress came back like, do you really want a third? That I was like, no, it's fine.
You pulled your card. You should have got a third.
It's tough to be like binge drinking with your 1 year old right next to you.
Good point.
Yeah.
Who are we brought to you by?
We're brought to you by 2K Lab. 2K Lab does not support binge drinking. They do support binge video gaming. You like that? Go play NBA 2K. It's the best game on earth. They have a bunch of mini games that you can play outside of the actual 2K games that you are playing. You can play their NBA Draft Simulator, which prominently features us and our 75-player big board. Hey, Cart, would be a pretty good time for people to start paying attention to us in the NBA draft, wouldn't it?
I would highly recommend it.
Kind of seems like there could be some cool things coming around the NBA draft and us, presented by NBA 2K Lab. Link is in the description of this video. Go check it out. Let's make Carter happy by the end of this show. That's the goal. So Terrence Shannon got his jersey retired, and this made me think, who are the next five players that we want to see get their jerseys retired? This could.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Be Big Ten oriented. I have a feeling it is going to be Big Ten oriented, but if you want to step outside of the Big Ten, like, go wherever you want. If there's like a name in college basketball elsewhere that you think deserves it, I'd be really intrigued to hear. There are a couple obvious ones that I assume will be on both of our lists, but yeah, would love to get your full. Give me five names you think should be the next names that deserve their numbers being retired.
This is gonna be a very fluent exercise because are we positive that we know about every single player that is retired? Jerseys are retired.
I think I would have seen it. Like, I'll push back if something happened that we didn't see. Like, Luka Garza got his jersey retired the day he left.
Yeah, didn't Edie get his jersey retired too already at senior day?
I don't know. Did he?
I thought he did. I want to say that he did.
I might have missed that one.
I couldn't tell if it was a retiring or just like an honor. It was maybe like something honoring him being a National Player of the Year. They put his jersey in. I don't know. I feel like it's up there.
But, they did. Purdue did retire Zach Edey's jersey. So
okay, as they should have.
As they should have. Yep. All right. So that takes one off my list. I'm glad you found that.
Okay. I'm gonna get the easy one out of the way. I think Cassius Winston should have his jersey retired.
Why is that the easy one? I mean, it's Cash, but like, to me, he's either second or third on my list.
Well, I thought that would be one. I said, when I say easy, I mean, like, I think we both had him on our list.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Did
you want this in order, too, of, like, who deserves it the most?
No, just, like, what – I mean, I think you naturally come to an order of, like, who should be the next jerseys retired. I have four in my head that are, like, to me, unquestionable, and I'm trying to come up with a fifth here that I'm sort of struggling with. It might be – no, I have a fifth. I have a fifth.
Can I get those?
You want my list?
Yeah,
I would love your list ready.
I have my list, but I would love to hear your list.
So my list in order. I have Boo Booey first. And people
for Northwestern, yep.
People are going to tell me that that's a stretch here. Where's the team success? Boo Booey's the all-time leading scorer at Northwestern. He made Northwestern the most successful version of Northwestern ever, back-to-back tournament appearances and wins in the tournament. You won a game in back-to-back seasons in the NCAA tournament. Yeah, it's a no-brainer. He stayed. He played an extra year. Like, that guy is Northwestern basketball. To me, if that hasn't happened yet, it needs to happen immediately. Number two on my list. I'll go there. It's number two on the list is Trey Burke for me. Made the national championship game. Puts him ahead of Cassius Winston, who will appear on this list before I'm done. But National Player of the Year, Trey Burke. National runner-up. The Beeline team that got over the hump has to be on there. And he's only not on there because he hasn't graduated. But to me, that's been a longer time, too. Like, I know sometimes they make people wait. The fact that Burke's had to wait a full decade now is insane to me. Do you have thoughts on Trey before I keep moving?
No, I think it's pretty well earned. I know. Did you actually bring? Is this actually a thing that because he didn't graduate, that's a reason why it's not up there?
Is that a real thing? That's what I've been told. I don't know if that's an actual rule or
that's some bull. That's some real bull.
You know what?
I don't like that whatsoever.
Well, I mean, Michigan, once again, being the leaders and the best of their academic excellence cart.
It's hard not to make this a Big Ten, like, exercise. I'm just going through, like, my favorite Big Ten players and just wondering if they had their jersey retired. Like, is Victor Oladipo's jersey retired?
I feel like he has been, but maybe not.
I'm trying to think if I've seen anybody wear the four.
Kaminsky's got to be, right?
Kaminsky's got to be.
Yeah.
I think he is. But, I mean, like, all those, like, if you just think about the great Big Ten players, like, we're making a list of 25. All 25 of those guys should have their jerseys retired, in my opinion.
Yeah, I completely agree. Okay, you ready for a non-Big Ten one?
Yes.
Donovan Clingan's jersey should be retired immediately.
I was going to wait a minute now. Let me push back a little bit here.
No, 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 no. Go ahead.
Greg.
No, no,
Greg.
No.
Greg. Are we sure it's not Caravan?
Yeah, because Caravan's story isn't done. You're not going to retire it while it's still going. And like in the long run, if we want to do Caravan, if we want to do the entire team, I think you could. The pushback to me with Kling would be, does Adama Sanogo deserve it more?
Does Tristan Newton deserve it more?
No, because he transferred in. He transferred, like, the to me, the story with Klingon, he's
played,
the,
but he played just as many years. He was most outstanding player. He was Big East, first team, all Big East.
But
like
Klingon was the only guy to be on both these teams, be the integral part of both teams, and then peace out without a loss in the NCAA tournament. Like, that's the entire story of Donovan Klingon is UConn, UConn, championship, championship. And then maybe first overall pick in the draft. Like, that dude's a true legend. Tristan Newton's a legend too, but Tristan Newton is an East Carolina legend first. Like, Caravan will have his day. Other guys, you know, Cam Spencer, Rutgers, he's a part of all of this. Klingon was like the heart of this as much as anybody else was. And the fact that he's in and out and never lost a game in the NCAA tournament, to me, you got to honor that.
Okay, I guess I'll give that. I just want to double check here really, really quickly on Michigan. It should be, why is it not easier to look up like retired Michigan State jersey people unless I'm just absolutely missing?
It shouldn't be that hard. I'm surprised you haven't found that quickly if you're looking for it.
Maybe I'm typing in the wrong thing, but list event. That's not even it. Anyways, okay, devil's advocate here. Do you think Zell's jersey deserves to be up there before Cash's jersey?
Those are my last two.
They are.
Those are my last two. And I think it's a debate. This might get people upset with me, but I don't think it should. Denzel Valentine was better at Michigan State in his best season than Cassius was in his best season. Now,
he was National Player of the Year.
Yeah. If you want to define their whole careers and play like who was better, I think you can. COVID definitely hurt Cassius, but Zell's peak was arguably the best season any Michigan State players had since we've been alive. Like, I would put his peak even as high as Draymond's peak. So, yeah, like, his numbers were stupid. The efficiency was stupid. The winning was stupid. That team in the regular season was the best Michigan State regular season team, maybe other than the Miles Bridges team with Cash, too. But I don't know. Like, that he's marred by Middle Tennessee being the loss. To me, like, the four-year career, though, and the Lansing kid, Denzel should already be in the rafters. And if it is talking, like, who's quicker, I mean, I would go in sequence. I would do Denzel first and then Cassius, but to me, they both need to be remembered, and it seems like Cassius is remembered a little more fondly emotionally just because of how his career ended, not on his own terms, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree with that, but I mean, the thing is with Zell, too.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwoodone.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's like you point out, he's the Lansing kid. The Lansing kid, Pops played there. Like, the Valentine family is forever tied to Michigan State, even with Drew, with his time there as a GA. And it doesn't make much sense to me why Denzel's jersey's not retired.
Yeah. Who do you think deserves to be retired first?
Probably Zell.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. And it's hard to do that because, you know, I love cash, but like, it's probably Zell.
Yeah.
If you look at the peaks.
I think that's a hot take. Like, I think people are going to disagree with us on that, but
they both should be. That's the thing. Just throw the 4 or 5, throw the 5 up there, and let's go ahead and move on.
Is there some obvious reason they're not that I'm missing? Like, is there something that has prevented that from happening or no?
I couldn't give you a good reason. If there is, I would love for someone to possibly let me know why it isn't.
Okay. To anybody who would push for like Aaron Henry, Tyson Walker, is your answer immediately no way, not enough winning?
Yeah, not enough winning.
Aaron Henry went to a Final Four.
That was his freshman year?
It was, but he started on that team.
Yeah, just not enough.
Yeah.
Not enough, unfortunately. I thought I was going to get a good one. Villanova just retired Brunson's jersey.
Oh, wow.
I thought that was on my list that got taken off.
Mm. All right. So is our consensus list the same then? Just Klingon and the 4 Big Ten guys?
Yeah. Should be Caravan.
Caravan's still playing. We can't retire his jersey.
Didn't somebody, I mean, Purdue did it while Zach Edey was still playing.
I mean, Zach Edey and Luca Garza didn't have full seasons left to play when they got retired.
Yeah, that was pretty wild.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, but no, I'll agree with that 5.
All right, just as long as Boo Booey's won, I'm happy.
I agree with you.
Let's stay Big Ten-centric today. Give me Big Ten best backcourts. We haven't really gone through positional stuff like this. Until we have more clarity on rosters with Will Riley being added to the Illinois fold, I think it's time to look at some of this stuff. So let's try to go to like a top 5. I don't want to go through every single 18 team and evaluate, but if you want to give me a top 5 plus maybe some others considered, I would certainly love that, but really interested in your top.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwood1.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Five Big Ten backcourts.
Okay. I do need some clarity on this. Where are we cutting off backcourts?
I'm open to you defining that however you would like to.
I would like to keep it as one, two. Like you can pick two guys that can be part of your backcourt, but it's two guys. And I would prefer it be a one and two, not a two and a three.
Okay. So we cannot consider three-headed guard trios.
No.
Okay. So like essentially Frankie Fiddler's being like left out of this.
Yes.
Because he can't qualify as a front court piece and he can't qualify as a backcourt piece.
No.
Okay. All right. Understood.
Yep. I think, well, we could do like a, or maybe when we do the front court, do we include the wings?
You're going to have to tell me what you want to do here, Cart. I'm open to
it. Damn it. We can't just leave them out completely. You're right on that. You're right on that front.
I mean, I think we could, because that would probably just be a Big Ten wings segment.
That opens up a whole new thing.
We don't need four segments today. We only need three. So we can ignore those if you want to. I'm open to that.
Yeah, we'll ignore them for now. We'll pick back up with wings.
Okay.
Later. Right. To be determined on that. All right. Let me make sure I don't leave anybody out right here. Number one, I'm going with Purdue's backcourt. Going Braden and Fletch.
Braden and Fletch. Got it.
Braden and Fletch. Number two. Number two, I'm going to go Indiana's backcourt.
Whoa. What names? Because you've said Carlisle's not starting. Are you factoring him in?
Miles Rice and Trey Galloway.
Wow. Okay. All right. I'm baffled by that one.
Number three, Bruce Thornton and Michi Johnson.
Oh, no. This is getting kind of gross.
It is. I don't like this.
Okay.
I don't want to leave out the new teams either. That's a thing. Yes. Four, I think I would go. Is UCLA at four too high?
I don't think anything's too high after the teams you've already mentioned for me.
With Dylan Andrews and Mac?
I don't think it's too high, no.
Okay. And then five. What are these backcourts, man? Because like obviously Dylan Harper I think is great, but like, well, actually no. Five is Rutgers, Tyson Acuff and Harper.
Okay. I have a lot of questions on this. Where's Ace Bailey in this? You don't consider him a guard?
I have him as a wing.
Okay, so wings is going to be separate. There's no Ace Baldwin on this list. Like, Ace Baldwin and anyone, to me, is probably a top five.
I would put Jacoby Gillespie in anyone before I put Penn State and or Baldwin in anyone.
Well, the Gillespie one would either be DHS or I think you could put Selton Miguel with him, and I wouldn't hate that. Actually, you know what? The Rutgers one, rather than Tyson Acuff, would be Jeremiah Williams.
Oh, I like that. Jeremiah Williams and Dylan Harper?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That'd be my pick.
I'm going through assessing everybody we could do right now. I don't think you're looking at Washington. USC, you're not counting St. Thomas, I imagine, but Des Claude you would take. Is that fair?
I would take. I wonder who's their. I'm missing you. Who's USC's point? I don't even know. That feels like a team that's just full of wings. that's Wing yeah. University right now.
Yeah. Andrews and Max, a good shout. All right. Here's my official ones I think that you could take and I wouldn't call you crazy.
Can I ask one more? Can I ask one more here?
Yeah.
What's the difference between Josh Dix and Peyton Sanford? Is Sanford the wing or is Dix the wing?
I think they're both wings.
They're both wings? Okay.
Yeah. I will be high on the wings list. Here's my official list of teams I think you could take in your top five. Purdue, Braden Smith, Fletcher Lawyer. Indiana, Miles Rice, and pick a guy. I would go Carlisle over you going Galloway. You could also go Bryson Tucker. Rutgers, Dylan Harper, and Jeremiah Williams. Ohio State, Thornton and Michi. I think you could consider Wisconsin, John Blackwell, and Cam Hunter. I think you could certainly consider Illinois, Boswell, and Kasparis. I think you could consider Penn State with Ace Baldwin and anyone. I think you could consider Maryland with Gillespie and Selton Miguel, or DHS if you really want to go there. Oregon with Jackson Shellstad and TJ Bamba. UCLA with Dylan Andrews and Mack. And then I would put Michigan State on this list of consideration with Jeremy Fears and Jay Nakins if you think Fears is going to break out. So there's my 11 nominees. What's your official list? I know you kind of just went through it, but now that we've heard them all, who's your official list?
I'm gonna keep Purdue at one. I'm still gonna go top two, so the same. Purdue one, Indiana two. Probably fair to put. I hate this exercise. I'm never doing this, and I should enjoy it. I'm gonna go. Illini three.
You ignored the Illini the first time you came around on that.
I think I had to put my Bam Bam Boswell hate to the side.
Yeah, what he did in Arizona would definitely be up there. Yeah. I would say.
And then four, give me Ohio State. I got to put aside my Michi thing. Bruce Thornton's still great. Michi's good. And then five, I'll probably stick with Rutgers.
Okay. Here's my official list. I'm really surprised by a couple things with you and me too. I don't have Ace Baldwin on the list, but like he's probably going to be first team all Big Ten. Ace Baldwin should be somewhere here when we look back.
Think he's going to be first team all Big Ten?
I think so. I think there's a really good chance Ace Baldwin's the best guard in the conference other than Braden. Like,
oh, wow.
I think it's those two. Year two transfer guy. He's been great. Here's my official list. I'm going Braden one. But begrudgingly, I wanted to put a different team one. I have Braden and Fletcher at one, Purdue. I have Rutgers at two, Dylan Harper and Jeremiah Williams. Jeremiah Williams was awesome last year, and Dylan Harper's a stud. Like, as a tandem, I think Rutgers is, like, no question the best in this conference. Three, I have Bruce Thornton and Michi. Production, I think you have to. Four, I have Oregon. Very surprised they're not on your list. I have Jackson Shellstad and TJ Bamba. I know you hate Bamba, but those guys are proven and good. And then five, I'm going Illinois. I think Kylan Boswell deserves a spot, given what he's done with Arizona. And Kasparis' upside is too high. I like all those backcourts more than I like Indiana's. And I like Miles Rice a lot. But I think we're kind of giving a lot of love to Galloway, who was not making shots last year, to say the least. And if it ends up being Carlisle over Galloway, as I view it, I like these other five better.
Is it a good backcourt year in the Big Ten?
Feels okay. I'm very. Maybe it's a little more. My team can't crack the top 11 in this exercise.
I mean, I would take Galen Donaldson over Minnesota, Nebraska, Northwestern.
I don't know. Ty Berry's good.
I just don't know what Ty Berry's going to look like.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Where your team, I mean, I had them in my 11 nominees. Where do you think Michigan State lands on this? Fears and Aikens.
I probably have them in like.
You named six or seven teams in consideration.
I probably have them like seven.
Okay. I think they feel more like eighth or ninth to me, which is interesting.
Yeah. Jeremy Fears is just such a swing piece right there.
Yeah. Both. I think both are. Because if Aikens is the same guy he was last year and he's the best guard for you, that's not there. But you expect to jump. We'll see. Okay. Fun exercise. Let's do the exact same thing with front courts. Exact same exercise. So you want to ignore wings for the most part?
Now it's your time to shine and my turn. Take my team and step them the F back.
Looking forward last, to this.
Last. Dead last.
Oh,
the boys
no.
In East Lansing.
No, Rutgers is dead last. They don't have a big. They don't even have one.
I would take Landon Somerville over every big on Michigan State's roster.
Oh, over Big Goof?
Yes.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay, so we're really looking at true bigs here. We're not looking at like wing types. We'll do wings next week. And lucky for you, Cart, there is a team with a tandem of bigs that you get to put one, so you don't have to put Michigan one. Julian Reese and Derek Queen for Maryland is obviously going to be in the top five. I think Umar Ballo and Malik is also going to be in the top five as an obvious one. I think Danny Wolf and Vlad Golden is obviously going to be in the top five as an obvious one. Other ones I would say that you could consider. Wisconsin, Stephen Crowell, and Nolan Winter, who I think is in line for a breakout year. Ohio State with Sean Stewart and Aaron Bradshaw. We're going to skip Michigan State unless you want to talk me into Cohen Carr and Xavier Booker. Iowa with Owen Freeman and someone I would listen to, but the problem is everyone on Iowa is like a true wing, so I don't know that there's a second big you can really throw in there. Purdue is really Kaufman, Wren, and Jacobson if you were going to go Purdue's route, which I think you should at least consider given Matt Painter's track record with bigs. We're not going to include anybody from Nebraska. Illinois, I mean, Ivicic and Merez I would accept. If you want to include Hum Rickhouse in this, I think you could. So maybe pick two of Hum Rickhouse, Ivicic, and Merez. Kerry Booth could also be in consideration, but neither one of us are going to do that. Minnesota has Dawson Garcia. You would need to pair him with either Parker Fox or Frank Mitchell, but Dawson Garcia might warrant a spot alone. Barnheiser's a wing, right? So we won't go anywhere with Northwestern.
Yeah.
Penn State, no way. Rutgers, no way. Washington has Great Osabor. Him and Frank Kepnang would probably be the combination. USC, I think we're saying no way on, but they do have some good productive bigs. Oregon, we're not going to do Nate Biddle. UCLA would be Ade Mara and I presume Eric Daly. And that's it.
They got that big from Oregon State, Tyler Bilodeau.
Tyler Bilodeau. Yes, you could do him.
Okay.
There's a lot of definitely still a front court oriented conference, I would say.
Yeah, it'd be definitely a spot I would assume most teams come prepared to take on the schedule of the Big Ten season if given the opportunity. Number one, I'm going to go Indiana. I think Indiana has the best front court with Ballo and Renew.
Okay.
Number two, I'm going to go Golden Wolf. Second best front court.
Whoa, over Maryland.
Over Maryland, yep. Three, I'm going to go Maryland with Derek Queen and Julian Reese. Four.
It's really tough outside of those top three. I think those top three are obvious in some order.
It is. I'm going to go four. TKR and Jacobson.
Wow. Even as a Jacobson skeptic.
Yeah, a lot of that's TKR driven. And then five. So this you go a couple different ways. You know, I'm a big Dawson Garcia guy. Like, he's good enough. Like, you know, your Ace Baldwin kind of shout. I feel the same about that with Dawson Garcia.
Yep.
Like, I think he's that good. But also the front court is just better, I think, than options in the guards.
If you were doing that, by the way, I would say go Great Osabor. Like, if you're doing one guy, I think Great would be the guy that deserves it.
So here's where I'm stuck at. I actually believe in Ohio State's guys if they hit, but they also could not hit. But then, like, Great Osabor, I think, is just going to – he's going to actually be pretty good. And Frank Kemp is, like, also a very serviceable center. At,
yep.
Like, he's yep. pretty good.
Yep.
Actually, I think I will go Washington at the fifth spot.
Okay.
Surprised by a lot from you here outside of your evaluation of the top three. But even in your evaluation of the top three, shocked you went Golden and Wolf over Queen and Reese after how much you've talked up Queen and how fit won't be a problem. I'm just shocked by that. Why did you go Golden and Wolf over Queen and Reese?
Because I actually think that Golden and Wolf fit better together than Reese and Queen.
Okay.
I think Queen's the best player out of those four.
Okay.
That's my answer too. And I don't think Queen's the best player out of those four. I think they're all very similar.
Nope. I'm gonna cut that off. I'm gonna clip that moment right there and it's gonna replay it.
Well, you're doing my thing here, putting Michigan above them. I'm just shocked by it. I have Indiana 1, Balo and Renew, I think, is pretty undeniably great. I have Golden and Wolf 2, fits a question. I have Queen and Reese 3, fits a question. And I actually like, I don't know, people will hate me for this. I think Reese is my least favorite player of the four here. And I think he's kind of just cashing checks at this point. Outside of those three, though, they're non-negotiable to me. Everything else is up in the air. I'm going to say a team that I didn't put in my top five, but I want to give some love to quickly. Steven Crowell and Nolan Winter is going to be on this list by the end of the year. They're not there for me right now because I don't know what Winter's role is going to be, but I think Nolan Winter's awesome. Every time he was on the court, he impressed me last year. And I think he's going to play the four next to Crowell now that Wall's out of there and be really, really good on a team that kind of needs their front court to be everything. So I expect Winter and Crowell to be on this list at some point. With that said, I have to back some individuals I really believe in and put my money where my mouth is. Four, I'm going. Ooh. Yeah, four, I'm going Purdue. I'm going Jacobson. And I can't believe you put Purdue fourth, given how you say Jacobson is not worth it. But for me, he is. He's there. And TKR might be the star. And then five, I'm putting Merez Johnson on this damn list. I'm putting Merez Johnson on this damn list. And if I'm putting him on the list, I think the correct pairing would be with Humrickhouse.
I really hope that Brad plays Merez as much as you want him to play him.
I think he will have to, because I think he will be that good. That's my answer. I feel really bad that I left Osabor off the list. Like, Washington would be there. And I feel really bad that Nolan Winter and Crowell aren't on the list, because they're really good.
They are good.
Great.
They might not play together, though.
I think the seventh best front court might be more valuable than the second best back court in this league.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah. Bigs. They don't call it the Big Ten for nothing, Card.
Oh, correct.
It's one big thing presented by your grumpy nature today. What's your one big thing?
My one big thing is I'll be better on Tuesday's episode.
Just a little rest and relaxation.
I need a moment.
Okay. That's nice. My one big thing, I would like to put some love and respect on my three wood. I have never had a three wood in my golf bag in my life. Since I started playing at all recreationally at the end of my high school days, I've had the same bag of golf clubs that included a bunch of like small hybrids, like a 7 hybrid and then like a 7 iron. That was my longest iron. I had no clubs in between a 7 iron and a 7 hybrid. Nothing. Now I added like a 5 iron, a 6 iron, a 5 wood and a 3 wood to the bag. And when I tell you my golf game has been enlightened, Carter, things have changed. I texted you. I didn't know you were allowed to hit clubs 220 yards from the fairway. I didn't know that was an okay thing. Apparently that's actually allowed in the game of golf. Good Lord. I shaved like 10 strokes off of my score immediately. Don't even feel like I played that well, but went to the Moors. Of course, it's really tough that I typically am trying to break 100 on a good day. And I was battling for my life to break 90 at the Moors. Ended up shooting a 92, but I felt great about it. If I didn't hit a perfect drive, it was okay because I had a second shot coming 200 with the 3-wood. My 3-wood deserves some shine.
3-wood is a great club.
It's a great club. It's a great club. Have a good weekend, Carr. You deserve it.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.